Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We are thankful that you're able to listen this morning and pray that you'll receive a blessing. If you would like to follow along in your Bible, our text today is going to be found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds brought a message about repentance and faith in salvation. This week, Pastor Reynolds' message will be repentance and faith is expressed in works. So last week, the point was that salvation comes through repentance and faith. And this week, Pastor Reynolds talks about how salvation, or repentance and faith, will bring works.
This morning, I'd like to think on the subject, repentance and faith, that is, salvation, is expressed in works. I'd like to read the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6 for our text. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Today, in the religious world, there's much dispute about what really salvation is. Some folks believe that they work in order to be saved. A lot of folks have a list of things that they do in order to be saved. Some of those things are good things to do, but only Jesus can give salvation. Now, the Bible teaches that we work because we are saved, not in order to be saved. True repentance and faith in Christ, Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there is a natural expression of that that will come out automatically in working and loving the Lord. And that's what Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6 is stating. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. And in speaking about circumcision or uncircumcision, Paul is not having reference to that Jewish ordinance. What he's having reference to is works. Because whether you are working or not, Paul is stating that neither one of those things avail anything. That's what he says. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. So here's what avails things. Verse 6 of Galatians chapter 5. But faith which worketh in love. True repentance and faith automatically gives rise to love. An unashamed love for God for what he's done for us. Therefore, that produces works in us. There is an inexpressible joy and pleasure knowing that in our total depravity, in our wickedness and away from God, how we could not help ourselves, that Christ has redeemed us by his own blood. And that produces in us a love and an admiration for the Lord and a desire to work for him, not in order to keep our salvation, but because Christ has miraculously saved us. We are overjoyed. Faith that does not express itself in works is a dead faith, which is just another way of saying there is no faith. There is no salvation. You think about it. When a person is lost and then they are found, they are going to be happy. They're going to be overjoyed. They're going to be full of pleasure. They're going to want other people to know what they have found in Christ Jesus. It's going to be there. Now, the Bible tells us also in the book of James, chapter 2 and verse 17, the Bible said, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. What does that mean? It simply means that if there are no works, there is no faith. There is no salvation. Because the works come automatically. Because the Holy Spirit of God will deal in those things. Now, let's look in James chapter 2. And a lot of people try to take the book of James chapter 2 and make it contradict all of those passages that talk about salvation by grace through faith. But there is no contradiction in the Bible. There cannot be. It's God's Word. The contradiction is in the way we think about things. We need to have the mind of Christ and not our mind at all. Notice in verse 14, the Bible said, what does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? Hey, that's a good question. And it's an excellent question, James chapter 2, verse 14. Is there any profit in a man saying he has faith, but he does not have any works? It's practically the same thing Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, where he said, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Now, back in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 15, the question is asked. In answering this inquiry, if a man says he has faith and he doesn't have any works, can faith save him? Here's another question here. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, "Depart in peace, and be ye warm and filled," notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Here's what James is saying very, very clearly. A person that says that they're saved, they say that they believe in Christ, but they don't have any joy about it. They don't have any love about it. They don't have any works that come from the joy and the love. They're not saved. It's exactly what he's saying. Because salvation in the Lord is a wonderful, life-changing experience that you never get over. When you're saved eternally because you get what God gave to you, and that's eternal life. And you never get over it. Now, back in verse 18, the question is asked again. Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works." Well, the question is this then: show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. And it's just a plain thing. How can you see if anybody's saved or not? And if you look, you walk up and down the street here, or you go to services, or you talk to somebody on the telephone, or you email them or something else, you communicate with them, how can you tell if they're saved? And the way you tell if they're saved is by the way they act, the way they express themselves, by their motives in life, by their ambitions, by their dreams. That's how you can tell. But if they don't have any ambitions for the Lord, if they don't have any love for the Lord, if they don't have any fruit, you can say, "I don't look like they're saved." And that's exactly what James is saying here. And so people in verse 19, people turn around and they say, "Well, wait a minute, I believe in God." I talked to a fellow one time, and that's what he told me. I kept asking him, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" He kept saying, "Preacher, I believe in God." He said that over and over again. Listen to what the Bible says. Verse 19 of James 2. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well." And that's the truth, isn't it? People that believe that there's a God, well, they're better than those that say they're not a God. Thou doest well. But get this. "The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Here's the thing. There are those people that say, "I believe in God, therefore I'm all right." Hey, that don't mean a thing. The devils believe in God. What are you doing to prove that you believe in God? There are those people that say they believe in God, and they go out, they carouse around, they drink their alcohol, and they do their drugs, and they do fornication and adulteries, and they smoke their cigarettes, and they cuss, and they do all kinds of things. You can't hardly get them to come to church. They say, "I believe in God." No, they don't. They're lost. You think about it, they're lost. There are a lot of people that even go to church that are lost because they're trusting in what they're doing and not what Christ has already done for them on the cross of Calvary. But here's the thing, that when a person says that they're a believer in Christ, there's going to be some works that will show that they are a believer in Christ. If there's no works, there's absolutely no life there. Notice now James chapter 2, verse 21. "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?" Now, a lot of folks take verse 21 and they try to contradict that to Romans chapter 4, where it says that Abraham was justified by faith. But there's two kinds of justification that's being talked about here. One is justification by faith. That is, the word justify means made legally right. And Abraham was made legally right before God when he believed the promises of God. That's in Romans chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3. And Romans chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3, you can take that back to Genesis chapter 15, where that Abraham believed the promises of God, therefore he becomes righteous. Now in James chapter 2 and verse 21, when Abraham is justified by works, it is when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar. And that takes place in Genesis chapter 22, some years later. But here's the thing. Because Abraham believed God, works were produced. And the work that was produced by Abraham was believing God and taking his only son Isaac upon that mountain there to obey the Lord and kill him. Now, Christ stopped him from killing his son, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. You remember the story. But Abraham was made right in our eyes by his works, because we cannot see what Abraham believed in his heart. But we can see what Abraham believed in his heart by the actions that were produced by that belief in his heart. Now in verse 22, James continues, "Seest thou how faith wrought with its works, and by works was faith made perfect?" And then it goes on in verse 23, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Then in verse 24, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." So what he's talking about here is the complete act of salvation, and how that it is complete. There is belief in the heart, and then there is actions in the body, and those actions are produced by the love for the Lord that is in the heart. There is obedience to the things of God from the heart, and righteousness is revealed to all of those that see that righteous act.
You know, a quick recap of last week's and this week's message is basically this. Salvation comes only through repentance and faith. And repentance and faith, our salvation, is not just a head knowledge of Christ's work, but it's a turning from our sin and a placing of our faith in Christ alone. And of course, the key to that statement is faith in Christ alone. Now this week, the main point was that repentance and faith will bring works. So in other words, salvation brings works. You know, as a Christian, I know that the Lord has saved my soul, but you know, that doesn't make me perfect. I'm still a human and I'm still a sinner. However, there is something now in me that wants to be what I should be. I want to be what Christ wants me to be. I want to be what Christ needs me to be. There is an inner conviction to serve the Lord. And when I look back on my own salvation, and I remember how that the King of Kings, the Creator, came and died for me, someone like me, a sinner, it just renews my desire to live for Him each day. You know, when the Lord saves a person's soul, He moves in their lives, and He moves in a way that'll make them want to serve Him and want to work for Him. God said that by their fruits ye shall know them. And although works does not bring salvation, salvation does bring works. Well, our time is about up, but don't forget, if you have any questions about this message or this topic, you can call us at 636-673-2180. And as always, you're welcome to join us for services and talk to us personally. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. The services today will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. And then tonight's services will start at 4 p.m. with a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. Well, my time is up today, but we do want to thank you for joining this morning and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.